with a we have a brand new board. It's a digital board, so we're trying again. Fish and Frank here, Robert in the chair across from me. The area of Fishing Report is what we're going to get into. And okay, let me get rid of that. All right, stop that. All right, now I'm going to see if we can actually type the report and talk at the same time. So Robert's over there, and we're trying to get into the Peace River system. So Robert, what do you got?
Let's see. A lot of reports of some snook from Harbor Heights, pretty much up to and even above the Navigator. You know, a lot of guys have been throwing some 3- and 4-inch swim baits, have been doing real well, but also the standard DOA shad tails have been working really well up there. You know, water temperature came back up, so they got a little bit more aggressive.
And then, now, I'm going to go with the Strike King at this time, because I want that bigger bait, the bigger tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to, and using a 4- to 6-inch bait rather than the 3s or 4s,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to, I think I'll do better with the bigger baits, bigger tail, lightweight jig heads.
Yeah, I could probably see that.
But then again, the river was up pretty warm for the last couple of weeks, so the DOA, once it's up over 70, that DOA is just going to kick everybody's butt.
Right.
So, all right, anything else going on up there?
There's been some tarpon and some snook moving up there on the straight going up towards Shell Creek. And then even up around the Shell Creek trestle, there's been some mangrove snapper and some Mayan cichlids. A few of the guys have been looking for some small groceries and doing pretty well on those guys up there. And I don't remember if it was you or a customer, but somebody's telling me like all the Mayan cichlids are in the, are in the center of the trestle versus all the snapper on both sides of the trestle.
Okay.
It's been kind of weird, but good size Mayan cichlids right there in the whole center span of that railroad trestle. So it's kind of interesting that they would segregate themselves opposite of what you would think. You know, I'm so used to seeing Mayans up along the shorelines and stuff like that, so to see them out towards the center part is a little strange.
Well, you know, they might be spawning.
Yeah.
Could be a spawn thing where those Mayans get very aggressive and run the other fish out of their spawn area.
Yeah, that could be. It's hard to say.
Because why else would the snappers push out? Snappers are definitely more, you know, big teeth. I would say the snapper is a much more predatory species, but at Mayan, I guess, if somebody's in the middle of a spawn, pretty much they're going to get more aggravated. So.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of interesting, just a different role reversal there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I-75?
Well, the only thing I've had reports of there were a few small snook and a couple of black drum. A little quiet this week. And they weren't even very big black drum, you know, 20 pounders, relatively speaking.
Now, those are the ones you want to go up target for dinner. Those are real good eating. 41 Bridge.
Been a few trout starting to show up over there. There's also been some snook being caught during the day and at night. And then a couple of oddball reports of some mangrove snapper and a couple of sheep's head around the pilings. And then, of course, been some bigger black drum being heard and a few even being caught, like in that 30 to 40 pound range. It's been not too bad. You know, only thing I didn't get any reports of were whiting this week, and I know a couple guys went down there trying for them.
Oh, that's what I heard about up by I-75.
Yeah, you had some whiting up there?
Some whiting.
Plus, we forgot stars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
That just clicked. Yeah, the whiting. Yeah, I haven't heard about them up there.
Whiting. At I-75, I'm going to say 1 star.
Yeah, I agree.
And 41 Bridge, I'd probably give it 2.
Yeah.
It's not really on fire yet.
No.
Come on. Where's my cursor? There it is. Star thing. All right. Lashley Pier.
Lashley Pier's been quiet this week. I haven't gotten anything off of there. A couple of guys went over there, but I think they were talking about either fishing there or underneath the bridge on the south side to play around because they hadn't done it in a while, so, but I never heard back anything. Unfortunately.
Okay, Bayshore Pier.
A couple of small bull sharks were caught there. A couple of trout. He even hooked one snook and saw another guy catch a snook. And then the mullet went through in pretty good numbers this week. He said over there, he said it was pretty cool to watch them all come by in big schools and no boats around to chase them. So they were pretty happy fish shaking that whole flat out there.
So you talked about sharks, trout, snook, and what else?
The mullet.
The mullet.
The schools of mullet coming by and nobody was messing with them. So he said it just went on for quite a while, just watching them dimple in the surface, moving along and occasionally scaring each other. You know, it's not too bad. I just wish they'd figure out how to open that end of it.
I gave it 3 stars.
Okay.
All right, Port Charlotte Beach.
Oh.
And the canals.
Well, out along the beach there, there's actually been some redfish being caught there along all of those docks and at the mouths of every one of the canals. Several different people tell me about that. And then up inside the canals, the snook, black drum. Black drum, actually, this is kind of funny. Last night, walked out on the dock and shined the flashlight down. She was standing out there already casting. And I just saw like the last 12 inches of a fish and its tail go under the dock, but it was big, and I was like, whoa, didn't know if it was a snook or a black drum. First thought it was a black drum, but there's been so many little snook around,
right?
So I slowly walked over to the other side, and about a 40 pound black drum just came slowly meandering out, and I'm like, okay, made a little bit more sense, set my nerves down a little bit. But that first initial glance of seeing, you know, a foot section of a tail that's probably almost 10, 12 inches tall at the same time as it disappears under your dock kind of gets you to go, woohoo, hey, kind of exciting.
Yeah, kind of alien predator type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Been some also some quite a few jacks of assorted sizes swimming through all those canals. I had one guy tell me he got one that was about 10 or 12 pounds out at the mouth of the canal with his buddy, and then some other people saying they've been hooking some over there in the Ackerman and the Manchester waterway. And then, of course, two guys came by when she hooked a little 24-inch snook and yelled at her and said, you know, we've been out there for the last hour and a half at sunset cruising all the canals and couldn't catch anything, and we watch you catch a snook right here behind our house as they're going by turning down the canal. Pretty yep. Entertaining.
All right, Elder Bean Pier.
Elder Bean's got a lot of snook moving in there at night. That's been really good this past week. And then the daytime has been producing some jacks, some mangrove snapper, and the sheep's head have been starting to ramp up pretty good there. Handful of the guys have been saying they're not catching a lot of fish, but they're catching some better quality fish and seeing more consistent numbers of them swimming around the piling. So that's definitely been the chatter down there for all those guys. They did say there was a couple small trout caught, but nothing to write home about. They said most of the guys are trying to concentrate fishing underneath the dock for those sheephead. And, of course, the fiddler crabs and frozen shrimp. But one customer did buy some of the fish bites because he's excited about catching them on them last year from you, so he had to buy another pack to try out.
Yeah, it's a good bait.
Yeah. It's a nice alternative if you don't want to mess with natural bait.
Well, you can just keep it in your tackle box. It doesn't have to be refrigerated, so you just take it and go out and go.
Right, and you can go on a whim without saying, oh, I wonder if they're open or do they have bait.
All right, Mike River area.
Hearing of the snook and some redfish over there in Tippy Canoe, they're starting to move in. Not a lot of big snook over there, but a lot of those 18 to 24 inch fish. And then some guys were actually catching, and they were seeing more than they caught as far as pompano goes right there on the outside of Hog Island. They skipped a couple, they hooked two or three and landed one or two, I forget what he said, but he said that's the second time he's been there and skipped them. And then, of course, they saw some mullet cruising around and schooled up right there at the mouth.
How many stars?
I'm going to say like a 3. 2 to a 3, because they're catching numbers, just not quality.
All right. Algebeen stars?
That is definitely a 3, if not a 4. Mm-hmm. 3, because it's building.
South Gove Cove canals. South Gove Cove for 500, Alex.
That's going to be a big question mark, unfortunately, this week.
West Wall.
Snook moving all over the place, especially up there around Trout Creek. And then the...
Now, the West Wall's been real sporadic.
It has been. It's been one guy kills it, another guy says terrible. It doesn't make any sense. Haven't gotten really hardly anything for redfish off of it, except for a couple guys saying they caught some 16 and 18 inches down there. Guys are skipping Pompano, but not catching them. And then the bonnet heads have been scattered along the whole thing, but they seem to get more prevalent as you get down there towards the southern part, closer towards Cape Hayes.
Okay. Yeah. I'd only give it 1 to 2 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's literally, are you lucky or you're not?
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you're going to have a great day. If you're not, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes has got some trout on it. The bonnet heads have been fairly consistent. And then there has been an occasional Spanish and an occasional bluefish. But overall, that's been a little more miss than hit this week. The bonnet heads have been the main thing that the guys were talking about, with family and stuff fishing them.
2 or 3?
A 2.
Oh, goodness.
I think that full moon, water temperature coming up, it's all played a big role in all these reports being so sporadic.
Yeah, I get that. Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
A lot of snook and a handful, well, decent amount of redfish. Guys are catching them on kind of an assortment, mostly on shrimp, but a couple guys did find some small white bait and talked about that. But the sheep's head have been the main thing guys are talking about in there, with the shacks and the Gallagher's Cut, the main entrance into Bull Bay, and the couple oyster patches inside. They're getting some pretty nice sheep's head off of them. Couple of incidental trout, but they've been more on the small side. And then a couple guys said that they saw some small sharks swimming around, but didn't hook any of them, weren't sure what they were, just saw them swimming by and just kind of thought that was neat, but that wasn't their intended target, so they didn't mess with it.
3?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, I think those little asterisks about all I got for making a star type mark. I don't know what else would work. Like maybe exclamation points, but I don't think that works.
Nah, the asterisks all makes right. more sense.
Cape Hayes Reef, Danger Reef.
Nothing but sheep's head. That's all I've had reports of on those. A lot of little mangrove snapper on Danger Reef, but the guys are like, they're tiny. So they're just talking about the sheep's head. And if anything, I'd maybe give it like a 2. It's just not anything other than that, you know?
Gotcha. All right. On Gasparilla Sound?
Oh, let's see. From Devilfish all the way up through Catfish Creek. Lots of snook along the bushes. Some redfish scattered out there along with a few trout. And then I'm hearing of some bigger redfish and some really big jacks on the backside of Boco there, like the Three Sisters, and on those flats working your way north towards the trestle.
Jacks and what?
Bigger redfish, like 24 to 28 inches, you know, kind of in that middle upper slot. Guys were catching those on shrimp the other day, and also on the... I can't remember which Z-Man the guy bought, but he said he's been doing pretty good over there the last 2 or 3 days.
I think the reason the Z-Man has worked is they were smart enough to dump ProCure in the bag, so the plastic is literally soaked in ProCure.
Yeah, it was very, very smart of them, actually.
You know, if you already have some baits and you don't want to buy new soft plastics, just, you know, get a little bit of ProCure. Dump a few drops in the bag. not, don't put a whole squirt in there. Just put a few drops in there and mix the bag around. It just got to soak in. It just doesn't take a lot. Gasparilla Sound, 1, 2, 3, 4?
I'm going to go with a 3 or a 4. It's been pretty steady down there.
Okay. Let's see. Little Gasparilla Pass, Placita Trestle.
The only thing I got in there, guys, this week has been talking about the Sheep's Head. I mean, that's been their most focused point of all of it. They talked about a couple of their tiny mangrove snapper. One guy talked about a pompano that he caught. But it's just Sheep's Head.
Stars?
For the Sheep's Head, I'm going to go with probably a 4.
Okay. Lemon Bay.
Yeah, that's been real scattered. Some guys have been catching some small gag groupers underneath the docks and showed me pictures, so I know they weren't baby Jewfish or Goliath grouper. They've been getting a few pompano up inside there. The snook and redfish have been kind of quiet. They're seeing a lot of snook, but not catching very many. And then out in the middle of the channel in a little bit deeper water over some of those deeper grass flats, there's been a few ladyfish, a couple of bluefish, and a couple of Spanish mackerel. And they've been seeing a couple of small sharks, but not playing with them at all. They're just seeing them going by as they're drifting around out there. And they've also been getting the smaller trout. And the guys fishing up there north have been catching some trout, but they said they're kind of 15 to 16 inches, nothing really super special. And it's all been mostly a shrimp bite up in there. Guys have been doing okay on some of the shad tails, but it's mostly been shrimp.
All right. 2 stars? 3 stars?
I'm going to go with 2 because it was just nobody said anything really jumped out at them as far as numbers or quality.
All right.
They fished and caught fish, but just, eh. Good day, but not great day.
Okay, Tom Adams, the pier or the bridge?
The actual bridge has got a lot of sheep's head on it. A couple guys caught some pompano while fishing for those sheep's head. So I think if you were to change over and actually concentrate on the pompano, you might actually get some. And then off the Anger Pier itself, it's been a few small sheep's head, but nothing too serious. Waiting for it to spice up just a little bit more, or just people didn't fish it this week. I'm not sure.
Two stars?
Yeah.
Venice Jetties?
Oh, that's been pretty decent. It's been steady on the Sheep's Head, steady on the mangrove snapper, most of them have been on the smaller side, but a guy got a 12-incher and a 14-incher off of there the other day. And then he said a couple of his buddies have been fishing on the gulf side of the jetties and been catching the occasional flounder and a couple of decent-sized whiting, not real good numbers, but they said they were pretty decent size-wise. And then I guess a couple night fishermen were out there and they got into a couple big bull reds inside the jetty itself while trying to fish for snook. They said the mullet ran through there pretty good one night this past week, and that they figured that would get a lot better, but it didn't. No snook activity, but I'm assuming most of those snook already kind of moved inside.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with a 3 on that one.
Okay. Moment for spelling correction. It's hard, the keyboard's in a new spot, so I'm making even more mistakes. I had to move my keyboard on this little drop down thing here. And
so it's about 3 inches lower?
No, the height is okay. It's just weird because in the chair, it's just a little, everything's a little bit different. So,
right.
All right. Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, by the reports of all last week, pretty impressive. Got a lot of good reports on gag grouper and red grouper being caught from 20 miles to 30 miles. So like 70 to 90 feet of water. And then been a lot of kings out there. If you can find any little bit of bait and sabiki it up. The king mackerel have been really good. Guys that are anchored out there on some of these reefs while bottom fishing have been picking up a few 50-inch fish, a lot of, you know, 30, 36-inch kings. And the funny part is I haven't had too many guys that were trolling. I guess it was just so nice finally last Friday, Saturday, and was it Monday that they were talking about all their fishing and doing pretty good on that. So they just mainly anchored up on the bottom fishing and free lined some baits out the back of the boat. So it was pretty darn good. And then the snapper, grunts, porgies, and some sheep's head have all been doing a little bit better inshore, like, you know, 7 to 15 miles out on some of those nearer shore reefs. As long as you take some small shrimp with you and even a chum bag, not going to hurt at all. And they are catching some triple tail out there on some of those crab traps. Most of your bigger fish have already been kind of popped off by everybody, I guess. But it's still worth it if you're driving through an area to cast onto it. It's not been too bad. I haven't heard of any cobia or anything else, though, on those traps, which is a little odd.
Stars?
I'd give it a solid 4. Get out there in between the weather and everything has been pretty good.
And no, I didn't spell sabiki right. I didn't correct it because I don't remember. All right. The Boca Grande Pass?
Boca Grande Pass has had mostly some sheep's head and pompano being caught from the surf. A couple guys have been drifting through there and catching a couple mangrove snapper, some baby gag grouper, and the occasional bluefish and Spanish mackerel. Been a little on the quiet side, other than the few guys trying to shove their way in around the phosphate dock and push everybody out that are fishing for the sheep's head and redfish. That's like a little parking lot lately.
All right. Stars.
2.
Okay. Captiva Pass.
I didn't get any reports from down there this week.
Okay. The Middle Beach.
Middle Beach had the few whiting on it, the couple pompano, and then some jacks and a couple of a lizard fish. Nothing great.
2?
Yeah.
Okay. Ponarasa, Sanibel.
I got some reports actually this week. Our Cape Coral guys went down there and fished, and they got into some nice sheep's head around the pilings. And they're hearing of, they didn't fish for any, but they've been hearing some decent reports of the redfish and snook hanging out around the St. James City area and out on those flats. They've been getting a couple of trout of some decent size, not great numbers, but better sized fish.
Okay, stars?
I'm going to go with the 3. Okay. They seem pretty excited about it.
Matt Lachey.
Sheep's head being caught off the bridge itself. Been a couple of snook, couple of mangrove snapper. And then the all around the whole flats there has been a few redfish, some snook. The snook have been a little bit better from what I've been hearing around the Indian Fields and up towards Smokehouse Bay, and then working their way up on the other side towards Two Pines. Like, seeing some really good quality fish. A couple fly fishermen were down there, and they were saying they got to cast to a lot of fish but couldn't get anything to turn on them except for a couple small snook. But they saw some fish in the 30-inch range plus.
Okay. Stars?
I'm going to say a 3.
Pine Island Sound
has been quieter this week. I've got some reports of some trout all around there, around the Captiva Rocks and the fish shacks. A couple guys have been catching some smaller snook around the shacks there and those little islands right there cutting through. Other than that, I didn't get much for anything else report-wise down there. Yeah.
All right. Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla area.
Just the Boquilla Pier. That's all I got is the sheep's head. There were a couple ladyfish, Spanish mackerel, and two small bluefish, like little bluefish. He thought they were blue runners at first. That's really about it.
Okay. One, two?
A two.
Okay. Burnt Store, Two Pines?
Just a few snook down there. That's the only thing I got. Super quiet down there this week.
One or two?
One.
East side's
kind of like the west side. It's been one guy great, two guys terrible, two guys phenomenal, three guys bad. It's all over. The only thing that's been consistent has been the bonnet head sharks right there at Pirate Harbor. There's been some pompano moving into Pirate Harbor and out on the flats out front. And then the guys are seeing and catching a few small redfish and snook up and down the whole islands along the whole east side. And the only trout I heard about were all small. Nothing of any substantial size.
Two. Okay. And God, I wish I paid more attention in typing class.
Me too.
Yeah, I actually had a class on how to type.
So did I.
And the only thing is, I'm 90% sure the keyboard changed.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I didn't pay that close attention. That's why I should have watched more.
I think the computer keyboard is different than the typewriter keyboard, so I'm not sure it would have helped.
Gotcha.
All right, Alligator Creek.
Some really big jacks, some pretty decent-sized snook, and then there's been a few sheep's heads starting to move on to some of those docks right there at the, just south of, well, basically where the docks first start. And then the Burnt Store Isles has been catching some very large black drum and quite a few snook up inside that canal system. Guys are catching them off their docks and also trolling through there and doing pretty well on them.
Okay. One, two, three, four?
A solid three.
Ponce de Leon.
With all the mullet going through, the jacks have been coming through pretty good. There's been some nice snook. The sheep's head have been doing decent. You know, a lot of small guys, but they're starting to pick up some better numbers in there. And then, of course, a few black drum. But it's mostly been the guys talking about the jacks and the snook coming through there chasing those mullet.
Alright, PGI canals.
Big jacks, 10 to 15 pounders. Some decent snook in there also. Guys are catching those trolling and also throwing those big topwaters that we've been talking about. And then the mangrove snapper started to pick up in a few of the canals, but still a little on the quiet side. Weird part is nobody said a word about any of the juvenile tarpon this week. With it warming up, I figured they'd start to turn on a little bit more and get a few more reports for people going, how do I catch these darn things?
One, two, three, four, or five?
I'm going to give it a three.
Gilcrest Pier.
I got nothing this week off of there.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Sheep's head are moving on it pretty darn good. You know, they've been scattered from the north end to the south end, but if you get into them, they've been pretty decent sized fish. And then there's been some better mangrove snapper kind of in the middle section to the southern end. And one guy did hook and land a small cobia. He said it was right at 31 inches, but he saw a bigger one swimming with it that he said was probably a couple inches bigger that might have been legal.
Okay. Stars?
I'm going to say a 3 just because of the amount of sheep's head they're talking about.
Okay. Deep holes?
I got nothing.
Freshwater.
crappie, and more crappie. Northport canals, even the Port Charlotte canals, been getting a lot of guys saying that they're actually finally starting to catch more consistent numbers. And up to like 14 inches. You know, a lot of the 10 and 12 inchers, but a few guys have said they've gotten at least a couple fish in that 14 inch range. And then the bass guys have still been buying a lot of shiners because I guess a couple of the canals they're in on bed, a lot of the canals they're in pre-spawn. So they're catching those 2 to 4 pound fish pretty steadily with the occasional 6. Been really pretty good. A handful of guys have been buying some artificials for the bass, but most of the bass guys have been shiner fishing.
Okay. Alright, let me get over here. Yeah, there it is. Alright. I know I'm going through all this, but red dots.
Nothing.
Yellow dots.
Nothing.
White dots.
Nothing.
Okay.
I heard of one tarpon all week, and a guy saw one fish roll just outside the pass when he was going through there the other day, and he never saw anything on his bottom machine. That was literally the only tarpon report. The report wasn't like super super positive, but I need people to kind of understand the full moon, a lot of clear nights this week, water temperature came up 6-8 degrees in some areas, mullet ran, they were thousands of school or hundreds of schools of thousands of fish went out, so it really has been a very bizarre week with the reports being hopscotch the way they were. But, you know, it's still, you know, fishing's still been pretty darn good, just
so what's,
random.
What's this cold front we got now going to do to everything?
Well, it's just supposed to be tonight, and it's supposed to warm back up to 85 on Monday, and then we got another cold front hitting on Tuesday night, Wednesday.
So isn't this front after front going to kind of mess things up a little bit?
It might, but there are pretty mild fronts that are coming through, so I think you're just going to have those, like, one-dayers where it's going to be kind of messed up for, like, the day, and then it's really up in the air there. I honestly don't know what it's going to do.
So basically what we're talking about is that the more intense a front, the longer the fishing's messed up, the less intense a front, the faster the fish recover from it. And so everything should still be pretty good.
Yeah.
But the afternoons are definitely going to be better than the mornings.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll definitely be the most consistent theme. You know, wake up, enjoy a coffee, get breakfast, make sure you got all your ducks in a row, and then think about going out fishing. But the later you go, the better you'll do, rather than getting so frustrated and think you're running late. In this case, the earlier you are, the less fish I think you will catch.
Okay. Well, I can tell from the guitar in the background. That means we're supposed to shut up, go away, and happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Old guy has birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
So, anyway, I was told on another radio show I shouldn't sing anymore. I think I'm going to sing more. So.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it would help if I didn't suck when I sing, you know. I guess if I exhaled, it would be better.
Yeah, that might help. See?
Happy birthday. No. All right. Well, Fish and Frank here. Robert over there. Another Area Fishing Report. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye. Bye. Goodbye.